Now, from where you stand in the middle of town, you head toward the spa. Taladra's spa is a relatively new building, appointed with tile, laid out in soothing blues and greens. Plants and fountains are much in attendance, and when you walk in through the doors, which are thrown wide open, the inside, lit mysteriously from some source or another, reveals a desk to your right, receptionist behind it, long bunny ears falling on top of her head. Her smile is faint and mischievous. She directs you to a room toward the back of the building. The building itself is a long loop of doors set into the sides of a hallway which curves around a central courtyard. Proceeding down it, your feet touching down on tile, you eventually find the correct room. Walking, looking at the closed-over curtains on many of the rooms, nothing can be heard from within. This is a private, safe place. Walking to the door and pushing it open, you step inside. The room has a waist-height table with comfortable padded lining on top of it. Today you made an appointment to see the resident mistress of disguise, someone who can take on the form of various creatures while maintaining her own mind. But the particularities of each course, as they are called, are seldom known to participants before. Sitting on a small table, next to the waist-height bed on which you would lay, is a glass of clear liquid. "Drink this and lay down," says a small folded note next to it. Picking up the glass, it is cool to the touch, and the liquid, when it touches your tongue, is insubstantial, airy, easily downed. As it does slide down your throat, you notice a second line on the back of the folded note. It simply says, "Strip." And so, your comfortable clothing gradually falls away, and you lie down. The material accepts you comfortably. You lie into it, and allow your eyes to close over. The air is filled with some faint, sweet scent, perhaps from one of the plants in the hallway, although there is some other odor cutting under it, and you end up forgetting it almost as soon as you notice. Drifting in that space, waiting for your companion to arrive, noticing, before your eyes have truly lidded, that the privacy curtain is already pulled down on the back of the door. And so, in a private, safe place, you nod a little and seem to drift. Then your attention returns. Now, presently, your mind emerges slowly from the fog of depth and relaxation, which had gotten heavier. It is now receding enough for you to take in your surroundings. The place feels somehow safe and soothing. The air is quite warm, so much so that even the light currents in the atmosphere of the room, which stir it against your bare flesh, are welcome and agreeable. This place is calm, serene, comfortable. There is a faint, sweet scent in the air. It is a little cloying, like perfume, and you are unsure if it was there even a moment before. Nonetheless, its effect on you is undeniable. You shift a little, arousal setting your blood pumping. Unknown, unknowable, unbidden, but welcome. The room is safe, private, familiar on some level, though, through the aroused haze, it would be difficult to fully recall if you have seen it before, at least in this exact form. Breathing deeply, you let more of the sweet air into your lungs, even though it is exciting your libido, while making you feel somewhat heavy. It is still something you can't get enough of, filling you. Trying to move would be almost impossible without a very powerful reason to do so. And that is just fine by you. Though the pressing, ever-increasing arousal is almost too much to bear. And reason enough to move, but almost, not quite. There is a faint sound. Then, someone entering the room. A door slides to one side, with well-oiled tracks, and slides back with the tiniest sound. But you hear it in the well-polished acoustics of the very comfortable room. It is enough to fill you with even further anticipatory arousal. You know why you're here, and it's hanging heavy in your mind, with the temptation of what will come. It is enough, and the sweet, cloying scent which invades your body and your mind grows even stronger with the presence of your new companion in the room. Then, the tone of slapping leather on the tile of the room. The bare sense of a presence, impossible to place. The person seems unnaturally light on their feet, sometimes bringing about the sound of the slapping soles. One footfall here, and then not, before another appears some distance away, as though they were able to hover or glide from place to place. Even if your eyes were open, the occasional foot flaps of her sandals are just out of sight. In fact, you only know it is a she because there's an undeniable sense of same, something that radiates through the air, unplaceable but very present. Then, she is standing behind your head now, where you're lying down, so that she is definitely out of sight. But it is so good to continue resting on that comfortable surface that mustering the will to turn and observe, in addition to spoiling the surprise, would be an impossible Herculean effort. The pleasant, sweet perfume has grown stronger. It really is tempting you to raise your heavy eyes to full openness and observe. But even if you had the energy, even if they were able to open, not so drowsy, droopy, relaxed, the prospect of opening them quickly vanishes. You still hear the rustle of material, presumably her clothes, or it's more like a rubbing sound with her motion. And she's letting you hear it. There is an exaggerated nature to her movement. She wants you to know she's there. There is still the occasional slap of obviously leather-bedecked feet, but the prospect of opening your eyes is rendered moot when something is lightly laid across them. It smells of that same sweet perfume which fills the room, but much closer and stronger. It is soft and welcome. There is a scent of leather coming from the mask, sure, but it has also been present under that aphrodisiac sweetness the whole time. Removing the mask is out of the question. That would take you further from that scent. But your companion in the room walks next to the comfortable surface on which you rest. That slapping of sandals still echoes in the pristine, prepared space, your mind open to her presence. A feminine scent, or perhaps it is the cadence of her breath, truly alerts you to her form. You know that the creature stalking around your resting place is gorgeous and a fulfillment of fantasy, although whether yours or her own, is left to be decided. Then, something tips you off. You raise one hand, wanting to remove the leather cover, to see her. After all, you could move it lower, and then you would be able to keep inhaling its scent. But moving your hand is quite difficult. The air is warm, and you are still very relaxed, despite the aroused throbbing through you and between your legs, the tensing of muscles, rigidity of tissue, the desire that comes with it muddling your senses and focusing your mind. You may even thrust your hips a little in sudden, surprising desperation, eliciting a giggle from your hostess. Then, she must notice, because she says a single word. Good. The voice has odd harmonics, as if it were both inside and outside your head at the same time. Your hands still slowly, almost as if moving through viscous honey, reaching for your mask. Now, none of that. Her hand, slender and soft, wraps around your wrist, halting you. You feel that she is wearing something like a fingerless glove of the same sweet, soft leather that she placed over your eyes. You thrill at the touch of it. For some reason, it just feels right. I can't let you look at me. There would be consequences. But I'm all too happy to describe. Her voice sounds cheerful enough, but there is a predatory edge to it. She takes your hand, still holding you by the wrist, and moves it up to her shoulder. There's a soft leather strap there, amid the smooth, supple flesh. And that strap is as if from some kind of harness. To your disappointment, she fails to move her hand down onto her chest, and instead guides it up to her neck. Her skin remains impossibly smooth and perfect, blemishless, changeless, as if she were a living doll. But you feel the graceful curve of her shoulder and neck, moving and breathing with pneumatic warmth. She's clearly there, clearly very present. And your hand is suddenly resting on her silken hair. By now, the combination of drowsiness and arousal present in you has taken the strength out of your arm. It is no longer entirely yours, but instead hers. Instead, hers to guide in a tactile, slow exploration of her body. An exhibition of every little wonderful part of your companion's form. Beginning here, your hand is guided through silken waves of hair. You feel the shape of her loose locks as they fall backward and connect at a single point, a kind of untidy ponytail, but very warm and smooth as your hand runs through and that sweet scent intensifies. And there's something binding it, a clutch of leather straps tied through her hair to hold it there, stylized from your brief touch of them, but difficult to place. Then, your hand is moved further, on to the top of her head, wrist still held in her insistent grip, the only thing enabling you to keep moving the hand. The lazy, drowsy, relaxing warmth has seeped into your musculature. Your wrist, and therefore your hand, placed to her forehead, behind her bangs. Your companion lets you feel that she's hot, flushed. Maybe you envision her as blushing, but either way, she's clearly running a little bit above temperature. Still, it might just be the heat of the room. Then, your hand slides down. She moves your hand just a little lower, feeling the soft leather mask covering her eyes. The front of it has a very narrow eye slit, which she takes exacting care to pick out with your fingers, taking your index finger in her hand instead of your wrist, and guiding it more precisely. It seems it would be very difficult to see out of those, but she has managed just fine thus far. Her grip still just on your fingertips, she moves your index finger to her full lips now. When it presses between them, her tongue wraps around it, in a disconcertingly prehensile way. And the silken grip of her plush, full lips is so strong it creates a minor vacuum in the wet, warm cavern of her mouth. Your fingers rolled in the muscular flesh of her tongue, which then recedes, seemingly reluctantly, freeing you. With an audible pop, she withdraws your digit and guides your hand downward. All the while, the scent of sweet leather fills you. When your hand passes over her collarbone, you still feel those leather straps on her form. But the harness must not cover much, because the movement of your hand quickly gives rise to the sensation of the soft flesh of her breast. She moves your palm against it, pressing so you feel the rigid nipple. The small engorgement on the modest breast pushes against your palm, while she rotates your hand to give herself a second-hand breast massage, holding you there. Her breathing quickens with excitement. You feel heat beneath the skin, but also something else. A tingle is running up your own arm, increasing your arousal, making you more sensitive, as if your hand were a erogenous zone where it comes in contact with her breast. The scent of sweet, soft leather grows denser as her arousal also grows. Her back arches, and you can feel it because of the way that she moves forward to press her breast against your hand more and more. Your mind is practically getting lost in the feeling, the feedback loop made by contact with her electric flesh. Touching her somewhere that feels good seems to result in something about her body rewarding you, encouraging you. It is like your pleasure, your senses, your body were subordinate to and tied in to hers. You follow her lead. Though sadly, when she removes your hand from her breast, but hope springs anew when you realize she's moving it lower, across her taut stomach, toward a destination you'd very much like to explore. Wondering if the sensation would be the same, you travel and get an increasingly detailed picture of her. She is just about to move your hand down, past her waist and into the hot, wonderful space between her legs. You can tell. Then she stops, and she actually returns it to rest beside you, where you lay. "Wait, I have a better idea," she announces with the same odd harmonic as before. You are sad to no longer feel her warm flesh, especially since you wondered if touching between her legs would resonate in the same way that touching her breasts did. But it gets better. That same blissful feedback occurs when you feel her beginning to climb up onto the surface with you. Yes, with a sound like rushing air and a gust of leather-scented warmth, she clambers onto the surface you're on. She sprawls out atop you, as if she owned the place, which she basically does. Her squirming for position briefly slaps her soft sole against your cheek. Sorry. She squirms down. You don't think she's really sorry at all. The soft leather straps covering her butt as it nestles right below your cock, which is becoming even more starkly rigid from the contact. Blisteringly wonderful heat washes over your lower body as she reveals how she's chosen to help you explore the rest of her. how she's chosen to allow you to learn what she feels and looks like. A wet, hot feeling, like tendrils stroking or muscles rubbing against the side of your shaft. It touches the underside. It takes an instant to realize she's pressed the length of her magnificent slit against the underside of your shaft, the back muscle pressing into her wet heat, her juices obviously showing her already aroused state, are slathered over your rigid tissue, with its sensitive, sparking pleasure invading your mind as she goes. And she does not cease there, rubbing and arching, letting her hips arc upward, letting herself move a little closer, and you feel the exact shape of her folds. The feeling itself is indescribable, but we'll start with hot, tingling spasms running up your spine, as if you were already ramping toward orgasm. The slickness of her juices proves how turned on she is, but it also does something else. Strangely, even locked in the molten heat beating off of her wonderful sex, the juices feel cool and soothing. They make you shiver and twitch and relax. You arch, then, toward her as if trying to press in more firmly. And when she places her leather-gloved hand on each of your legs and splays them so she can get a better angle, you follow them pathetically with your legs, moving your calves and your knees against her hands, trying to bring more soft leather into contact. But she eventually grants your wish. She stops your movement with a surprisingly strong and authoritative hand pressing down just above your shaft, holding you in place. The scent of leather, sweetness, and arousal has built up enough to almost send you over the edge by now, not to mention the continued presence of the leather blocking your sight. Your entire body is excited. Then she rolls her hips. Both your cock and your mind surrender instantly to her maneuver, letting her do what she wants. Your buttocks clench and you buck against her. She clicks her tongue disapprovingly. It's like your whole body is hooked on this feeling. Well, don't come yet. I haven't even gotten started. As you can feel, this... She reaches down and rubs herself against you, smearing her juices over the front and back of your cock, with a brief squeeze on the head to emphasize that your pre-cum is mingling with the source of her exquisite scent. This must be the source of that arousing pheromone you've been breathing in since before you even began. As you can feel, this is my wet, dripping pussy. She pauses again, stroking your cock by locking her thighs down around it, rubbing her lips up and then down the shaft, merely kissing the outside, leaving further trails of sweetness to mark it as hers. Now, I should have warned you about a few hazards with this body. She rubs her pussy on you more, but you also feel her legs bending incredibly flexibly. Yes, she must be very flexible indeed. For one thing, that scent you noticed, I'm sure you've noticed. Well, something brushes lightly against your face, leaving a wet sweetness that mimics the one invading you. Then, well, most of it comes from there. Well, what did she touch you with? Her hands are still on your legs, massaging. One moved up to hold you down, but the other is still there. Oh. It touches you again. One of her hands now cups your balls. The other is still holding you there. That is my tail. I wrapped it up in leather, but some scent and liquid drips through. It turns people on, but it also hooks them on whatever I'm forming my body into at the time. Then you're almost pushed over the edge. Not only is she still rubbing herself against you, but the result of her flexible repositioning has driven all thought of her dripping appendage from your mind, because she uses her wet heat to stroke you with an intimacy far exceeding any hand, but she has somehow brought those smooth, slapping sandals to bear. They are in contact with the sides of your shaft, and she's moving them up and down. They are warm and wonderful, like everything in this place, and your hips thrust up. The sensation of both sandals and her wet pussy being too much to bear, especially when your skin is already incredibly excited from the mere scent of her. That's what this stuff is. It's a part of me, the leather. I control it, and it controls others. Your cock is practically dancing for it. She sounds happy as she rocks her very light form on top of you. The effect is a kind of elongated full-body stroke that leaves you teetering at the edge, especially when the sandals continue to stroke, moving with the rest of her as she rocks forward and back. When she rocks back, her feet move upward, and that strokes you. When she rocks forward, it brings her pussy into contact with you, leaning, pressing, dripping down your thighs and hers, showing her sheer excitement and yours. Arousal is heavy and thick in the air. Then, we can't have you going over so soon, no, no. She announces this, even as one hand does leave your leg, and then removes the covering from your eyes. You see perfect lips, on smooth skin, and a brown, tan almost, really, eye mask. Her eyes are completely concealed behind it. So narrow are the pinprick eye holes, and as her pussy is still in contact with you, you're arching against her lips and almost about to teeter over. She reaches up and pulls the mask aside. Your first impression is of long lashes, framing perfect, pupilless, light brown spheres, the same hue as the leather. And the moment you see them, they're really all that's important. Certainly all you get an impression of. Certainly all you're going to be looking at. Sure, you remember the obscene wet smacking as she lifts and drops her buttocks to move her pussy and sandals against you. This would be almost pushing you over the edge if not for those eyes. A kind of emptying out at the core of your soul, and yet you feel able to collect more and more arousal at the same time. It's as if you never want to stop staring. You yourself are falling into them, but contrary to her suggestion, they do not seem to be moving you further away from orgasm, rather toward a different kind, something happening more in your mind than in your body. The eyes are making orgasm more inevitable. They're whispering into your mind, the sensation coming less from her, more a voice composed of your new love affair with her eyes, encouraging you on. The whispering in your mind, yes, come for leather, come for the sandals. The thought arrives automatically in your head. You know you have to be hard and ready for her. But then she slides the mask back on. And at that moment, you're no longer about to come. The urge to orgasm has ebbed. You're still hard, still being stroked. It still feels great. But since you've glimpsed those eyes, those pools of pure obsession, you know it would simply be wrong to orgasm, unless you did it while you were looking into them. Unless you did it while meeting her eyes. You owe them that much as a thank you for the sudden revelation that staring into them was. No wonder she kept them covered. They're clearly for the two of you to share here. And your orgasm is for them. You feel it. Your fetish for the touch of that soft leather, her leather in particular, increases moment to moment. You start mentally dedicating parts of your body, your cock, your mind, your tongue, to the soft leather that's touching you, the scent that's filling the room, the eyes that are still there even if you close your own. Still staring. You wish moment to moment that she would uncover them again. The soft leather. You need it. You know it will be simply impossible to go over the edge until she does let you see her eyes again. Then she begins stimulating more eagerly, more enthusiastically, knowing that tipping you over the edge is an impossibility, and that due to that she can jam more and more pleasure into your body, into your system, stimulating your every nerve. And indeed she does. Impossible to come until her eyes permit it. No matter what she does now, orgasm will be impossible until you meet her gaze, and inevitable once you do. As if to put this to the test, she leans back. You can see. The sandals are still around your cock, one on either side. Stroking, and you feel pulse after pulse of pleasure moving up your spine, bursting in your brain in brilliant radiance. She has her legs splayed, and you can see her dripping pussy held away from your cock now. She's clearly turned on. The engorged lips are reddened, warm, puffy, waiting, open, though you are by now thinking of your cock more as belonging to her, being hers to use. And that's just fine. The point where her body ends and yours begins is becoming much more difficult to see. You surveil her form, glistening with sweat, aroused, blushing, close to coming, diving her own fingers in and out now, moving into her pussy, thumbing her clit, her juices dribbling down her inner thighs, her sandals never stopping their movement. The continuous up and down motion forces pleasure into you, pressing right up against your limit. But no, you will hold back. For her eyes and the amazing feeling you know will occur if you come while looking into them. And then it happens. She meets your eyes. She removes the mask. She gazes into them. Come. A command, but the eyes were already giving it. Images of submitting to splendid, soft sandals deluge your mind. The leather of them is touching you, and that's all you needed. Your buttocks clench, your back arches. A sound escapes you, and the image of those soft brown orbs remains even when you squeeze your eyes shut in pleasure. Remains, always. And that's the thing. She's embedded herself so powerfully that the need, the craving, the image will remain. You squeeze your thighs together around her sandals, your cum spurting, body spasming, moaning, gasping. And something seems to flow from her into you. Embedding. She'll return, and you know it. Your seed is dripping off of her sandals as she withdraws. But your eyes are closing lazily, and you twitch in the aftershocks and arch for her enjoyment. You remember what she said about her outfit being a part of her. And perhaps that explains why it is a distinctly dry, crisp slap of her sandal that touches down a few times, drifting, gliding, little wings on her back, emphasizing the unusual nature. But she seems to vanish before she gets too far away. And if she can do that, how far has she really gone? And what other opportunities might she take to tease? She certainly enjoyed it. Whether still there in your mind or in the room or gone, you are left breathing heavily, blank, cock twitching as it flags and drools. And still, the image of those eyes haunts you, stays with you. Even more, you know if the succubus returned, he would have trouble refusing another romp. And for all you know, she might do just that. the moment.